Okay, you know what? I can barely get back my composure. I have my tissue, my sheet. I
so
went
sweet.
All the way in on that. That was It's Not Over, brand new music from Israel Houghton, and, you know, featuring James Fortune and Jason Nelson. Now, how was it working with those guys?
You know what? It was no fun at all. They're just mean guys. They're just not good people. They're just, you know, they're like, well, if you want us to do it, you know, no, I'm just kidding. You know, it's amazing. When I sent them the live version of it from the night of worship that we did, James called me back, like this would have been 6 months ago, 5 months ago, and he called me back in tears, and he's like, Israel, he goes, I'm not even going through anything right now. And I'm crying on this song, you know, and Jason had a similar response. And it's like, we would be honored to be a part of this, because I think they understood the power of that message. And right now in July of 2012, never have we needed a message like this ever, you know, as far
right.
as we've just gone through a major tragedy,
yes.
in Colorado.
Yes.
We're in an election year. The country seems divided. You know, almost everybody I know is fighting for something within their lives, within their relationships, within their economics, you know, and even within their churches. And it's a timely message to hear. You know what? God is in it. And sometimes we lose sight of that. Sometimes we get so caught up in what we see and what we feel and what concerns our hearts that we forget that God is still the great orchestrator of life. And he's orchestrating our steps, ordering our future forward, and he's in control. And I think sometimes when we can truly realize that, we can lean back and rest in the confidence of who he is.
Well, you know, I mean, I you said something that just kind of stood out to me when you were saying that when James reached out to you and you guys did the song, he wasn't going through anything. That's why I was saying it was so prophetic, because now,
yeah.
you know, he is. And,
yeah.
and I'm sure the song ministers to him over and over and yeah. over and over again. And as we continue to keep that family lifted up in prayer.
Absolutely. Yeah, him and Cheryl have texted me probably every week since news broke a few weeks back. And they just said, "And thank you for this song. Thank you for this song. Thank you for this song." And so, you know, I want the listeners to know I stand with James and Cheryl, and I understand that sometimes our past experiences, or even past actions or past inactions, can come back around, and the court of public opinion can be very, very harsh and brutal, and people who don't know the whole story. Level their judgment and level their conclusion. But God doesn't put a period where we put a period on people's lives.
Wow.
God put the comma there, and he says, Woo! There's more. There's more. There's absolutely more. And so
yes!
I think in this day and age of disposable relationships, there have to be people who know that you're for them no matter what. You're not just for them when things are good. You're not just for the things they're for. You're for them, and I'm for him. He's a friend to me, and I know if the tables were turned, he'd
yes.
be standing with me the way I'm standing with him and his family. So
I love it.
I think it's important in this day and age that people understand relationships are the only thing that are eternal. Everything else fades. Everything else falls away. You know, the platforms eventually break down, but relationships are the only thing that we take with us.
You know what? You done preached, and the doors of the church are open. Thank you so much. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm going to have to borrow that, you know, the period and the comma you know, scenario. I think that's phenomenal, that where people will put the period, God puts a comma, and you still got restoration and life after
Absolutely.
Any situation. That is awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I feel so honored and privileged. You can take over anytime.
I'll hold you to that. I'll call you again next week.
Okay. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Indianapolis, the Kingdom Takeover officially with Israel Houghton and of Israel and New Breed. And we are looking so forward to Jesus at the Center album in stores August the 14th. The new single, get it now. You can listen to it over and over again at praiseindy.com. Coming up, we got more inspiration and praise. Thank you so much, Israel.
Thank you very much. God bless.
God bless you.